Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Here's a shot! Henderson made a wild stab work spell. Here's another shot right by the door! Henderson has scored for Canada! Henderson right in front of the net!
And this guy was there. Victor Lev joins me from Alberta. He was there. He was one of the 3,000-plus fans, North American fans, because Americans were there. There's an interesting side story here that we're going to get to with Vic. So, Vic, thanks so much for joining us. You were there, one of the 3,000-plus. What was it like for you in the stands when Henderson scores that goal?
Well, it's, it was an interesting time. I had the Rocket sitting behind me. And my future wife beside me, and she must have hit me in the arm because I had a bruise after. I didn't know where it came from. But, we were all not in one big group anymore. By the last game, they'd put us down into groups of like a dozen or so. But it was the amount of noise that 3,000 people could make was just incredible.
All right, you know what? As sitting, we all talked about that in Canada. We got 3,000 Canadians there. We got about 14,000 Russians in the Luzhniki Port Sports Palace. And you guys were so much louder than they were. I think they were surprised at how much noise you were making.
Yes, and of course, when we first went there, their booing was whistling all one note, and it was almost enough to make you sick.
So what is it that caused you to decide to go? Because that was not an inexpensive trip.
Well, it was $920 out of Winnipeg, return tickets, meals, and hotels.
Mm-hmm. Which was big money in 72.
Yes, it was. But anyway, I was working at in Yellowknife, and I was sitting in the cafeteria, and the hockey news came, and I was looking at this and said, hey, I should go. And the guy said, oh, Toronto got that paper 2 weeks ago. Edmonton got it a week ago. You know, not wasting your time. So anyway, I went home and I sent them a check for $50. And 10 days later, I got a special delivery letter. Said, you're in. Get your visa, your passport, and all that stuff.
Fantastic. What an experience. So you go, you get on the plane, but now 4 games are done in Canada. We lose game 1, 7-3, win the second one, 4-0, tie the third one, I think it was 4-4 in Winnipeg, and then 5-3. Was it 5-3 the final score in Vancouver? In game 4? I think it was something like that, 5-3. So now you're on the plane and you're going to Russia and Canada's down in the series. What were you feeling? What was the emotion?
Well, it was, I know I got a lot of people giving me a hard time, making fun of me when I left. But it was just, you know, this is a trip of a lifetime and,
Yeah.
And that was the way to look at it.
Okay, so you're inside the stadium in Moscow. How different is it, or was it then, to be in that stadium in Moscow, in the Luzhniki Sports Palace, compared to going to a Canadian arena? But what do the fans seem to, they just seemed like they were asleep. The Russians.
They were much more subdued than us. And I remember the first game, I was second row behind the boards, and the Russian people were joking and criticizing there was bureaucrats, had about 500 seats, and about 100 of those were empty. And they were, the one person was telling me in English what they were, you know, criticizing these government people for not showing up.
Right. So that incident when Allan Eagleson was being dragged out by the Soviet police and the Canadian players went over the boards, Peter Mihalovich, if I remember correctly, was leading the charge with his stick, ready to swing a stick at the Soviet cops. And then they dragged Eagleson back on the ice, and Eagleson gives him the international salute. What was that like for you and the Canadian fans watching that?
Well, it was more fun watching the Russian fans because they could not believe that anybody would stand up to the police or this. It was just a hush.
Yeah. You guys probably started the downfall of the Soviet Union. You gave them an idea. Hey, we can stand up to these thugs.
I don't know about that, but it was the last game was the, you know, when we got off the bus and we seen the, you know, the army trucks and the horses and that, and we thought, you know, what's going on here? It's a whole different way of thinking. But then you go inside and you see lined up behind the stands, you know, three deep soldiers standing at ease with their great coats on and the fixed bayonets. I mean, you know, it's just incredible.
Yeah, I can't imagine that, going to a game and seeing that. Now, look, tell us, please. Tell us about this young lady you met. Her name is Pat. Tell us about that. She's not Canadian. She's American. What happened?
Well, there was four ladies from St. Louis, and the first game, we were short, like, about 25 tickets. So some of these ladies and others gave up their seats so that some of us could go. Like, they said, well, you're from so far away, you should go. And so basically we got to know them and just sort of became friends with Pat, and things left from there. And she came up and visited me at Christmas in Yellowknife, got on the plane at 80 Fahrenheit and got off at 45 below. And that was kind of a shock, to say the least.
Yeah. And then she became your wife.
That's right. And about a year later, she, and then we were there for a year, and then I moved south trying to find a little warmer place for her. Went to Red Lake, Ontario, and then finally to Winnipeg.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.